Wisconsin's base wage went up a little less than a year ago to $6.50 an hour. A plan by Schofield Democratic Senator Russ Decker would boost it again, this time up to $7.25. Decker's plan would also index Wisconsin's minimum wage to the average cost of consumer goods. As they go up in the future, so would the amount Wisconsin employers are required to pay to their workers. Decker says that's important so that people can keep up with the cost of living.
As inflation goes up, we can no longer, tolerate that minimum wage people stick at that type of income.
Wisconsin's largest business group says most of its members would not be affected by the plan because they already pay higher rates than what Decker's proposing. But Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce spokesman Jim Pugh says the plan would hurt entry-level employees by shutting them out of the workforce. Pugh says if there are going to be any wage increases, they should be taken care of at the federal level instead of on a state-by-state basis.
That creates consistency for businesses so they know what the rules are. You don't want to have different federal regulations and state regulations. It makes it more difficult for businesses to operate.
The federal minimum wage has been at $5.15 an hour for roughly a decade now, although Congress and the President have discussed raising it to $7.25. While Decker's plan may clear the state Senate, past history suggests it will have a more difficult time in the Republican-controlled Wisconsin Assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.